Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
This is Kelly Jo, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I got Jason on tonight, and I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about our show tonight, and we have to say a prayer for our world. So I'm waiting for Jason to get on. So, well, I guess we'll get going here. I'm trying to get this thing to work. All right, let's see. So I'll take our first caller. Okay, 805. Hello? Hello, 805, how are you? Oh, I got Jason on. Here we go. All right. Hi, Jason. How are you doing?
How are you? How are you, Kelly Jo?
I'm good. Good to have you on. We got a full room tonight.
That's great. I'm excited. Excited to be
on. So I'm trying to, how are you doing? What do you got coming up?
I've just been enjoying my, doing my show a lot more and just being creative and, enjoying things and very excited about the future. I think you know about my AC catching on fire last Friday.
That was a blessing that the angels were watching out for you.
Only that, I posted about it on my Instagram, on my social media, but after that happened, I went for a drive to get some food, clear my head, and I saw my grandfather came to me in the car, and he was reassuring me that I'm on the right path with everything, and he said, look left, and I turned left, and there was a rainbow. So I stopped the car, got out of the car, and took a picture of the rainbow because I was like, "That you can't get more direct than that." And that was also the date of my grandfather's anniversary of his death, which is also the first time I've ever become psychic. So it's also the same night that it was the anniversary date of when I first became, I realized I was a medium, and it's my address, 812, and it's my nephew's birthday. So I know the 812 is very synchronistic.
So, that's pretty cool.
On many levels.
Neato. Well, we'll take our first caller. Congratulations. I'm glad you're okay. Goodness.
Thank you.
And your grandpa's right there. Let's try 805
That's
again.
That's what I feel like.
Riding shotgun. Hello, 805. Where are you from? What's your name? I guess I got dead air. Okay, we'll try another one. 216.
Hello?
Hello, 216. What's your name? Where are you from? And what's your question?
Hello, Sharon from Ohio. How are you this evening?
Good.
Quick question. I have a psychic question, of course. We started back to the office 2 days a week last week. We're going to go 1 day a week this week, and after Labor Day, it'll be 2 days permanently. There's one woman that has totally changed on me, and she's the lead in our department, initial J. Why? It's like she doesn't want to include me. I know I'm new. They've been there 30 years. I've been there 2 years. I don't want her to make me look bad. Do I have a problem with her? What is wrong with her? Initial J. She's a little younger than me, but I'm old. So.
Well, there's a little bit of jealousy there, and she don't want her job taken away. She's the fear of losing her job.
You're very blunt and honest. I don't do anything to make her feel that way.
I understand, but you're the newbie, and she thinks she's being replaced. We'll ask Jason what he gets.
Yeah. You ready? You want me to go?
It's so sad why people have to be jealous. I'm a 56-year-old woman. I don't, you know.
You know what?
I mean,
I'll say two things to you. How are you today?
What?
I'll say two things.
I'm doing.
One.
Go on.
I'll say, and look, I'm the same way like you. I like work environments that don't have drama. I like work environments where people aren't difficult or complicated. But occasionally, you'll get one like a weed that will crop up. You'll have a difficult person, right? And this difficult person is only a fleeting thing. I don't see a permanent fixture in your life. So if anything, I feel like the universe is giving you this person as a lesson on how to manage expectations, how to manage someone difficult, and just to keep a distance but be professional. So don't get wrapped up in it. Don't let it get in your head and bother you, because that's actually causing you more damage than you realize. If you leave it and isolate it.
I don't show it. Oh, my gosh. No.
Okay. No, but I know, but I'm saying internally, you deserve better. You deserve better than having this occupy your energy and frustrating you. I really do think you work hard. You work hard.
Oh.
And you don't need – you know what it is? Could you imagine – I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Could you imagine going out and driving 10 miles across the city, just looking in your rearview mirror the whole time? Would you be able to get to point A to point B if you thought you did
that?
You're
right.
I know you wouldn't, right? And that's because – and I learned this lesson myself in the last few months. The more I look backwards, the more I look past, you know, what's ahead for me or in my own lane, the more distracted you get. And you're just not in your full potential and you're not calm. And I think if you were to think of her as something that's just a distraction, it's not like you can ignore her outright, but you don't need to let her affect you. She doesn't have
She's not going to make it hard for my job. I think upper management knows what she does. She's the lead. She's not going
to
like.
Yeah, I just don't see you. I don't see you having
to
deal with it.
But you need to just stop and do your work.
I love my job.
Cut it out.
I know.
Just chill out. Mm-hmm. Do your work. Chop it, carry water, and quit.
All right, so my job's secure. She's not going to try and damage
you. You're
all
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, it's like wearing a pistol and you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. Cut it out.
I know you're right. I just be nice to her, polite, but just keep a distance. Don't feed her anything.
That's all you do.
Don't tell her anything.
Keep doing your job and smile and talk about the weather. There you go.
All right.
All right.
Okay, Jason. And thank you both of you, okay?
I hope you have a great day. Stay positive.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye. All right. Yeah, there's work
We're
stuff, but you can't let it get to you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so 415. Hi, 415. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, this is Anne from California. Can I ask a mediumship question?
Sure.
Go ahead. A friend died suddenly of a heart attack, pretty young, in her 50s. So anything about her or her passing?
Do you want to go first, Jay, or you want me to?
Yeah, I can go fast. I don't mind. You know, I'll say two things. One, I feel like she's crossed over, and she didn't suffer crossing over because it happened so quickly and it happened so subtly. You don't realize you die until you're on the other side and you're greeted by someone else. I don't know if she had a sister or someone else on the other side, but I see a female figure that greeted her and that orientated her and comforted her. And right now she's focused on trying to comfort everyone left behind on Earth. Like she's watching us. You know, she's watching you guys. So I don't know if people are making arrangements and families arguing about financials or funeral stuff, but I feel like she's definitely going to get past. Her family's going to get past a lot of the hurdles that they've been going through, and I feel like she's trying to tell me that she just wants peace for the people left behind. That there's someone in the family that's like not about creating peace, more about creating like negativity and drama. And she's trying to say, you know, keep the family peaceful. You know, we need to keep things on. You know, let everyone know that I'd be about peace. I don't want anyone creating drama here in my name.
For sure.
Like that.
She's like that. Yeah.
That's what I see. She's not. She's no nonsense. She doesn't want drama. She doesn't want people misnaming things about her or missaying things about her or saying things that she would never support and they would use it as, she wants this. She would want us to do this. She's trying to tell me, no, that's not the case. When people try using my name as, I don't know what her name is per se. I got someone with the name of Kathy that they're talking about in terms of the family or somebody. So, whoever it is, they're talking about all these things, like trying to use her name to like support, you know, the things that. So.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I see her grandmother on her mom's side come to get her. Is her mom passed too? Because I see mom, I see grandma, I also see grandpa on the dad's side. And then did her mom have a miscarriage? Did she have a little brother?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a little boy baby over here.
Oh.
But they all came and got her.
That's good. And I just, yeah, that's great. I was just really praying for her when it happened, and I'm glad.
Yeah,
that
she crossed over right away, and she's going to come visit you in Dreamtime.
Oh, good, because I have been, you know, telling her I'm open for that if she ever wants
to. So she's
going to
come visit you.
Give me a message.
And yes, she will.
Oh.
So I hope that helps you, honey.
Yes, great. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. 863. Hello, 863.
Hi.
What's
Hello.
Your name? Where
this
you
is
from?
Julia.
What's your question?
This is Julia from Florida. And my question is, I have kind of a lot of stuff going on at once. My daughter is going to deliver at the end of September, and my mother, who lives in Ohio, is going to be moving here to Florida, and I'm going to be going from Kansas, where my daughter is, to Ohio to help my mother move, and then we'll be driving her car here to Florida. I know that was really convoluted. So my mother really wants to get to see the new baby. And I want
and
to know
will.
If it would be better. Would it be better if we, like, side trip instead of driving straight to Florida, go back to Kansas? Or should we just hold off and then once she gets her stuff moved, then make a separate trip back to Kansas to see the baby?
Well, you can do a side trip and then keep on moving along.
Okay. Yeah, I know. That was really convoluted. I was like,
I think you're going to get your mom, you're going to go to Kansas, going to see the baby, going to have your stuff loaded up, and then you'll move her. And there you go.
Okay, awesome.
Go ahead,
did
Jay.
You have any?
I was going to say, I agree with what Kelly Jo's saying. I believe it's going to go pretty much unhitched, and I think things are going to go well, and I believe that when it comes to the big picture of you being able to see family members and do all these things, you're going to be able to do that. I don't see anything about you having to switch around your schedule to detour or whatever. I think you'll be able to do it in real time, and I also think you'll be fine with your endeavors, with your travels. I think you'll be cautious about it, and I feel like everyone's taking precautions. I feel like as long as you're careful, I think you'll be able to, you know, travel around and not have too much to worry about.
Yeah, it'll be seamless.
Oh, that's a relief.
It's
well, thank you
talking.
So much.
You're
it was just, you know, when you have so much going on at once, you start getting
oh, yeah.
a little crazy in your head. How's it all going to come together? So I just, you know, I'm like going to be 60 here in a month. So it's like a lot harder to do.
Happy birthday.
So physical.
Yes,
happy birthday.
You.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Well, how do we get a hold of you, Jay?
Sure, you can go to my website, thesocialpsychic.com, www.thesocialpsychic.com. You can check out my information there. Look for me on social media. Check out my podcast, The Social Psychic Radio Show, which is available on all platforms. And I'm always happy to talk to anyone reaching out to me.
Me, you can get me, kellyjoepsychic.com, and 561-333-5267. I'm available for private reads. Okay, onward ho. We're going to go to... Where I lost it. Hang on a minute. Where did it go? 248. Hi, 248. What's your name? Where are you
Hi.
From? What's your question?
Hi, my name is Gianni from Detroit. We spoke last week. I was talking about my girlfriend and our breakup. First is a small breakup. She told me a couple days ago. It's a big breakup. But you had told me she was coming back at the end of the month. But she told me she didn't want to come back. And we've just been back and forth lately. So I thought she was coming back at the end of the month.
Well, people have their own minds. I'm not trying to make my meetings right. But,
right.
You know, you guys are still not communicating good.
Right.
And you got to prove it to her that you love her. She don't know that you know it yet.
All right.
So, anything to say, Jay?
I would just say that the next month or so, you're going to have greater clarity with each other than you've had in the past. So just be patient with each other. And don't be hard on yourself about anything that's going on with the relationship direct type stuff. I always say this to any of my clients I work with, that when it comes to a relationship, it takes two to tango. You can put a full effort into it, but if the other person's not on the same page with you, it's not going to benefit you. But I think in the future, the two of you will have better conversations with each other, and you'll get better clarity about things, and you won't feel as on the fence and uncertain as you felt since, like, June.
Okay.
But
so what I'm trying to say to you is things are going to get better in terms of your point of view. Yeah, communicate.
Yes.
You're going to feel better next month about things than you do right now, so just be patient. Whether or not where that goes with the both of you is really going to see if this person's going to come to the table and want to work with you. But that's
right.
To be seen because that's free will.
Right.
Okay.
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 Thank
Good.
You.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
551. Hi, 551. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, this is Ashley. I am calling from Georgia, and I'm just calling to see if you see any new job opportunities here for me.
Go ahead, Jay.
I think if you were to expand your searches, there's something coming off about that right away when you ask that question, like not to be discouraged about anything, not to let whatever's been going on in the last 6 to 8 weeks affect you or impact you moving forward. And I think you have a good chance of finding new work if you were to expand your searches. Somebody's telling when I feel your energy, I'm being told expand your feelers out there a little bit, because there's going to be someone to come across that's going to let you know about an opportunity that you're not aware of right now, and it's going to happen pretty fast. So I would just say pay attention and expand your reach to talk to other people and ask people there's people in your orbit that know somebody that's going to eventually lead you to a job. That's what I feel like. So if you expand your search and you ask around from people you know, you're going to find out about something that you're not aware of right now in the next month or so.
Okay.
I agree
and
with
that could
what
lead
Jason,
to something better.
Sorry, Jason's saying, and I see you getting an offer in your network from a man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
and that'll happen within the next 3 weeks, so be aware. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the interview that I have tomorrow?
Well, put your interviewing skills to the task and you know, wear something blue.
Okay.
What I get about the interview tomorrow is they may drag their feet some. And I feel like you're going to find out about this other opportunity almost at the same time as this thing might slowly go forward.
Okay.
So you may have more than one option. It's all about the timing of it.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Hey,
you're welcome. Have a good night. Okay. 561.
Hi,
there. Hello, Connie. How are you doing? You got a question
hi,
for
Kelly
me,
Joe.
Jay?
Yes, hi, Jason.
Hi,
how are y'all tonight?
Good.
Great.
Well, I have a question. Maybe I'll ask Jason, Kelly Joe.
Okay.
I've been looking for a rental because everything's in storage, and I want to get a place. Do you see when that's going to happen, or... I mean, I've been looking for months, and you probably know how tight the market is right now for sales and rentals here in Florida.
I think what I'm picking up right away when you ask that question, I'm getting end of September, October. I'm not getting right now.
Okay.
So whatever you're going to eventually settle down with or look into seriously, you have more options next month, but they're not going to happen right now. That's what I'm picking up. When you asked that question, that's the kind of posture I got, was kind of get your ducks in a row now, work on things yourself right now. Like, you know, you're whatever there is that you could do for searches that you can get your ducks in a row, whatever that means. There's stuff that certain things you could be doing right now in reverse order. And then you're going to find out about something towards the end of September, early October.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll keep plugging away.
All right. All right.
It will be successful.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if I got these people or not. If I did, forgive me. 404, hello. Did I do you already?
No.
Okay. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Yes, it's Brittany, and I am calling from Hayesville.
What state is that?
I'm sorry. It's Georgia.
Oh, okay. What's your question, sweetie?
Relationship?
Well, you have somebody that's a hit and runner, you know, in, out. So I see you going to get tired of it, and I see you meeting a brown-haired guy that's more stable and steady for you in October. So you're going to be done with the hit and runner.
I think
and
that's happening now.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, darling. Go ahead, Jay.
Somebody's created a web of confusion for you. That's how I phrase it. Someone's hot and cold. I don't know if the same guy Kelly Joe's picking up on, but I feel like there's someone that's been in your orbit. And I use the word orbit because they come and go, like the planets make their appearance around the sun. They're not consistent, and they have their own insecurities within themselves, so it's hard for them to commit to somebody. They do care about you, but they're not on the same page as you. So you've been in this, like, loop with them for some time. And the way I would look at that is, if you have someone in your life that's just not committing, but they try to do everything but commit, then they've got to get off the fence. And if they're not, I see you getting frustrated and moving forward, like Kelly just said. But I do see you having another opportunity once you decide for clarity with this person. And this person needs to understand your heart's not a shelf to put your heart's not something to put on the shelf and come back to when they want to.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know how they do that?
No, they're just
a
jerk.
I get self-sabotage within themselves emotionally. They're not as fully developed about how they can approach things in a relationship with somebody, and I feel like they got hurt in the past, so their way of handling things is self-sabotage and not putting themselves out there to be vulnerable.
Yeah. Okay. And when you get married, I see you with a person that's a Sagittarian, so there you go, kid.
Another Sagittarian?
See you with a Sag. Not everybody's a jerk.
Okay.
There you go. All right. I hope you have a good night. All right. All right. 720. Hello, 720. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Lola from Colorado. Just wondering if we're going to be moving.
Yes.
Do you have any idea when?
Looks like October, November. And it feels job-related to me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Will it be a rental or are we going to be buying?
I see you aren't ready to settle down yet, so just rent. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I think by Thanksgiving, kind of like what Kelly just saying, I feel like by Thanksgiving you'll have a pretty settled situation that you'll be happy with. And I think it's not going to be as stressful as you may anticipate. There'll be a couple of hiccups along the way, but it won't be that bad. You'll move and be happy with it.
All right, cool. Thank you guys
so
much.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
All right. All right, moving along here. Let's see, 860. Whoops, come on, worky. Hi, 860. What's your name? Where you're from? What's your question?
Hi, it's Amala.
Hi, Amala.
Hey, Amala.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. So, okay, quick update. I am really excited because I have finished my book finally, and it was out in the end of June. And so I'm just wondering what you guys now see for me meeting Mr. Wright, and when that might that be.
Go ahead, Jay. I went first last time.
Yeah, no worries. I feel like when it comes to Mr. Wright for you, you just have to decipher from Mr. Wright to Mr. Right Now and know that any Mr. Right Now is not Mr. Right for yourself. I think you still got some time to settle with the person you're going to be with. I think it is going to happen. I feel like you're going to meet someone in the fall that will put you in good parameters of things, but I think you need to go slow with anyone you approach. And
right.
I don't think I wouldn't recommend jumping into something without really getting to know the person first.
Right. Do you feel, Jay, that it's somebody completely new?
Somebody you may have some connection with, just not a deep connection. I think you'll have the opportunity to explore it further.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and
I
agree with Jason.
Well. Yes. Thanks,
yeah,
Kelly.
I think it's somebody that you've acquainted, and it looks like you'll start having a solid relationship in 2022.
Got it. Okay.
All right, hon.
All right. Thank you
right.
so very much. Happy Monday to you guys. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Thank you.
Okay.
thank you. 661. Hello, 661.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi,
I'm Janice from California.
Hello.
I was going to ask if I was going to be in this one position at the school where I work with the school, because I turned down one, so they kind of put my hand and put me in a less hour position and the worst closing shift. And while I was on the phone listening to the podcast, they moved me to another school site. Well, they're going to move me to another school site now to help with a student with special needs. Am I going to like that? I was afraid to turn them down because of what they did already. So,
go ahead, Jay.
I feel like if you were to look at this as something of the needs of the system, the school system, that you're doing a need for that, what the needs are of the system itself, like, you know, getting transferred isn't anything that you're going to personally be dealing with, but you're doing something that's part of the larger system. I feel like that's going to give you a mindset not to approach change as a negative. I do think there's going to be some good opportunities coming up for you this school year that I would just keep an open mind, and I'd be flexible, and I think you will adjust, and I think there will be things about the new opportunity you'll like. It's not exactly the same as what you're familiar with, but you're going to enjoy it. Just keep an open mind, be flexible about it, and don't look at it as if it's something you either got punished for or, you know, I'm just saying, like, look at it as something that's going to be a new opportunity, and I think you'll do fine with it.
Okay. Another quick question. Today is the first day that I've been on the podcast that you or Kelly Jo have called out my area code, and my dogs aren't going crazy. Normally they're going crazy. So is there someone from the spirit world or some buddies coming when I'm on the phone with you guys?
I'm not really picking up anything about that myself. In relation to your dogs. So I'm not sure what you're exactly asking there. So you're saying they go crazy sometimes when we're on the phone with you and you want to know if there's a spiritual presence connected to you because of that?
Yes.
I know there's spiritual presence connected to you all the time. I feel like there's a male figure who passed away that's connected to you, very protective. I don't think it has anything to do with your dogs. I think it's just energy that's around you. And I feel like this energy is in your dreams too. So he makes appearances to you when you need him around you, and he's around you. I got a male figure, soft-spoken, gentle, protective, and cares about you a lot. I can't tell exactly who he is, but I feel like his energy is around you and he guides you in your dreams, and he offers you support on various parts of your day, is the way I'm being told to tell it. And also likes to drink coffee, so if you drink coffee, he's with you in presence. Or if you're drinking some hot beverage.
Yep, I'm drinking hot tea right now.
Well, he's bringing that up for a reason, because he wants you to know he's around you, and you don't have to worry about it. He is with you.
Okay.
He's got your bases covered.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
have
you.
A good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. 805. Hello, 805.
Oh,
what's your name?
You Hi, it's Donna. California, how are you?
Good.
I want to know, do you see me traveling this year or next year? I've, you know, saved some money, and any idea where I might be going? Or
I see you going within your own state.
Okay.
And you're going to do like a stay vacation first, and it looks like it'll be in October. And then in 2023, you'll go to Europe.
And then what now?
Europe.
And that'll be in 20 what?
2023.
2020. Oh, okay. Oh, wonderful. Oh, I've got something to look forward to. I'm so glad I spoke to you.
You're also going to go to the Green Island. So you're going to Ireland. So there you go.
Okay. Thank
go
you,
ahead,
Kelly.
Jay.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Kelly Jo that you're going to have more stuff coming up in 2022, and you're going to be able to travel and enjoy it more domestically in the United States, and I feel like there is some international trip you're taking. If it's Europe, it's hard for me to tell. I just see you going on a trip going east of where you are. So it could be Europe, depending on where you're in the country. I get that you'll be overseas, and I get that you'll be happy, and that by then there's not going to be as much concern about the COVID thing or anything else right now going on.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Well,
okay.
Good. Thank you very much. I
thank you.
It.
You're welcome. Have a good
thank
night.
You.
Thank you, Kelly.
All right. 727. Hello, 727. What's your name? Where are you from? What's your question?
Hi, Kelly, Joe, and Jason. It's Jill from Florida.
Hi,
Sorry
Jill.
About your
hey.
Fire, Jason.
What's that?
I said I'm
oh,
sorry about
you.
Your fire, but I'm glad you're okay. So
thank
this
you.
Is for my,
same here.
This is for my husband who has had a crappy day, and everything, you know how it comes in threes. So today,
yeah.
he wrecked his work truck. His big boss told him we can't. Yeah, he's okay, and the truck. And the funny thing is, he is the. So we laugh, but he is the accident. He's the head of the accident review committee. Poor guy, and it was just an accident. He looked down, took his eyes off the road, and he ran his truck into a tree. Then his big boss told us that we cannot. So you're only allowed 2 weeks off. We were going on a cruise to Europe in July. He told him he can't have the time off. And then the worst thing that happened today is one of his coworkers is positive for COVID. So he can't go back to work for 5 days. He has to go on, he has to get tested tomorrow. I want to make sure it's going to be negative because this is my birthday weekend and we were going out places, but more importantly, I want to make sure he doesn't have COVID because he has a very low immune system and COVID could kill him. So he has no symptoms and I have no symptoms, but I just want to know, he's supposed to get tested tomorrow and the results are supposed to be in by Thursday. So what do you see? I feel so bad for him.
Do you want to go first, Jay, or?
You can go first if you want, Kelly Jo.
Well, I think that he'll have a negative test. I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Well, I know.
He does have to watch his back and neck for being sore from the accident because it'll hit you afterwards. And you said that they didn't give you time off for your cruise?
Yeah, they said we can't have that many days, so I had to cancel it.
Aw. Can you redo a shorter one?
I don't know. We're going to see.
Because I'm seeing you're going to be able to do a weekender one.
Okay. I can even do a seven-day one. The thing was that the Europe one is 14 days, and that was like going to be, that's like a, you know, cruise of a lifetime kind of thing. But it's okay. When we retire in 4 years, we'll take a cruise.
Right. But I see you doing a shorter one, and you'll still be able to take a cruise.
Okay.
So that's what I see.
Okay.
I got a couple things. One, I believe in divine timing, Jill, and I believe you were not meant to go on a cruise right now to Europe. I think that the world is still too uncertain and unstable, and there's a reason you're not going right now. Doesn't mean you're not going in the future. I think you'll have a better time at it in the future, but it's not lining up for you like that right now. In terms of playing God, I'm not going to predict COVID because that's not even something I could predict. I don't see you having greater difficulty the rest of this month. So for me, I feel like things are going to work out smoothly. I think he should definitely take full precautions and probably need to quarantine at this point and not see anybody for a good 14 days or whatever they require with the CDC. If he's gotten exposed to anybody, if he's not exposed, great. But if he is, then you guys should isolate, you know, and that's just being a responsible person.
They said you have to, if you're negative, you have to isolate for just for the 5 days. If you're positive, then we have to isolate for 14.
Okay. Yeah. So whatever that is, just keep that in mind. I think he'll be all right, but it's hard for me to determine whether or not he's going to have COVID. That's a hard one.
Do you think he'll get his results in
the
next 2 days?
Oh,
that's okay. Do you think he'll know his results by Thursday?
I think he'll have a good idea. Yeah, I think you'll have clarity this week on that.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm hoping to get to do my birthday stuff for Sunday.
Yeah, just be flexible with your birthday plans in light of the pandemic and everything that's going on.
Right.
Just too many people get so hung up on the traditional notions of birthday, holiday, celebration. I'm like, with 700,000 people dying, I would say be a little flexible. Like last year on my birthday, I sat by myself. I saw my mom for 20 minutes.
We normally have lots of parties, but we're just going out to dinner with my daughter and her boyfriend.
Nice.
So
happy birthday, by the way. That's a good gift.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
because she's a little panicked, my daughter, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world out there.
It's going to get better.
Yeah, hopefully. All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you all again.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate
it. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. 815. 815, what's your name?
Hi, Kelly Joe and Jason. My name's Whitney. I'm really excited that you guys have a call today. I've been missing your calls.
Thank you.
Well, I just, things have been really crummy around me lately. Just people passing, just not a lot of good news has been happening around me. So I was hoping maybe you could give me a little light in my future. You got any good news, anything I can look forward to in the near future?
Well, it looks like you and your husband are going to, like, do a day trip, and you're going to have a lot of fun doing that.
We are actually planning one of those, like, in a week or two.
You know, so that'll be a fun thing, and you're going to find a really good thriller book to read, you know, and escape into. And I also see you like redecorating the bathroom. That can be just like a new shower curtain and new towels and new rug. And you're going to spruce the house all up.
I did get some new pictures for my bathroom. Okay.
Yeah, I see you doing that. You're sprucing the house all up. So that's a fun, happy thing.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get a phone call from a girlfriend that you knew 25 years ago. And you're going to catch up.
Oh, okay.
So there you
go.
That's
always
wonderful.
I'll say this, two things. One, I know how horrible things can feel when you're in this like loop of, oh my God, things are horrible right now. I'm really frustrated and I'm upset. And I'm going to tell you this, resiliency. You have resiliency. And you have, like Kelly Jo said, you're going to be on a day trip. You're going to have things that you're reconnecting. You're going to find the finer things in your life that you've been disconnected for some time. You're going to have the finer things that you're going to appreciate. You're literally going to sit there one morning and you're just going to think about all the things you're grateful for. Not all the things you don't have, not the things you lost, but appreciating the things you have. And I'm being told to tell you
Absolutely.
That if you come from everything with, if you treat everything with a place of gratitude, you'll get through the next few months and you'll heal and you'll feel better about things and you're not going to feel like you're behind the eight ball all the time. Because I feel like right now you've been behind the eight ball and you keep thinking about one thing dropping and another thing dropping. And like, is the light at the end of the tunnel? Yes. It's not a train. You're going to have a better calmer. You're going to have calmness
right.
in the future. That's the thing I pick up about you. Calmness, clarity, reassurance, and comfort. And that's going to help you get through these trying times.
And then you'll be more
Thank
peaceful.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yes, because I do
you're
just
welcome.
Feel like I'm just in a funk. But
you feel like the air has been
gratitude
taken out of your
definitely
sail.
Helps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
definitely.
It does. And it's going to be something that helps you and you're going to see you're connecting so much better when you come from that place than, you know, any other position or approach.
Right. And
okay.
another thing,
well, thank
you're
you
grateful is every day, something that you're grateful for, and it'll help you get out of the funk.
I will definitely do that.
Okay. Do it for 90 well, days, and it'll really help you. It can even
well,
be an island.
Thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, and 614. Hey, 614.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Jason. It's Tracy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Hi, Tracy.
How
Hi.
Are you doing? What's your
I'm
question,
right.
Trace?
Well, you guys know about how I recently had lost a loved one and everything that's
yeah.
been going on. And, well, it seems like things are getting more or harder instead of easier, and I'm just wanting to know. I mean, I know that, like, I've been having trouble with the police station because they didn't want to file a breaking and entering charge, and now I feel like they're stopping by my house, and they're just sitting outside, like, staring at the house the other day. I just feel like there's something weird going on. I just want to know, is it going to get better? Is there something I can look forward to on this?
Go ahead, Jay.
I think there is stuff you're going to have benefits from that you don't need to look at it from such a tough situation. I feel like there's things coming your way that are going to be beneficial, advantageous. So I wouldn't be too hung up on the negative aspects of things right now. I'd be looking instead on the positive that's coming up for you. And I see that. So there's something positive coming in September that's going to make you feel a lot better about things.
Okay.
That's,
you had mentioned
and,
once
and
that you
not,
saw a gift or something coming.
I just, you know, a lot of times.
I didn't know if that was still coming or not.
A lot of times happiness has to come from within ourselves. And I'm being told to tell you there's something about whatever you're attributing your state of mind and happiness to, you got to attribute it to yourself and not be attached to something else or someone else. So if you find that there's something with happiness that's attached to another person, an external aspect of things, I'm being told to tell you to separate that and bring it inwards to yourself so that your happiness depends on yourself.
I can see that.
That's definitely one thing I'm picking up on in terms of how to get through the next few, you know, months or so. And also to be more forgiving with yourself about things than you've been. So that's what I got.
And I see
okay.
like a big change in October, so I don't know what it is, but brighter, happier, lighter. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you.
Keep waiting.
All right. We can do one more, I think, before we get cut off. Hello, Ed. How are you doing?
Ah.
We got a little bit of time. What's your question, Ed? Go for it.
Quick question. I'm in the process of trying to find an apartment that I can afford and is, you know, a good apartment that I can afford within my budget. Will that happen within the next few days or week?
You want to go first, Jay?
Sure. I feel like you're going to have something within 2 weeks. I get a longer window of just a week or a few days. I get within 14 days.
Okay.
And it's west of where you are. Look west, young man, west.
Oh, that's what I need to be, further away from work.
I'm sorry. It don't have to be away far. I just get west. It don't have to be far.
It is what it is. That's okay.
You know, and it's only 15-minute drive to work.
Wow.
So whatever is west of where you are, it's only 15 minutes to work. I don't know. I don't live there. I'm just telling you.
I've been looking and calling all this morning and this afternoon.
And then something will just go bing, bing, bing and open up.
Good. That's fine with me. I'm happy with that. It's better to go bing, bing, bing than bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
I'm not all for that 3 meals a day and one room per apartment. So, but that's good. As long as I get a good apartment that I can afford, I'm happy.
Yeah, and it'll have really, 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 really good Wi-Fi.
Oh, cool. That's even better.
That's what they're telling me.
I like it. That would be nice.
It has
a
tower that goes everywhere. I don't know who that is, but whatever.
Okay. I think I know the area you're talking about because it's basically the area I've been in all day today.
Okay.
And
well, it's right around there. They're like
apart.
Doing like the little red bubble thing, Majiggy. You are here. There you go. X marks the spot. Well, I thank everybody for tuning in. I thank you. Have a good night, Ed. And thank you, Jason, for joining me. And we're going to be on Jason's show
Friday, that's right.
Friday.
My bad. My schedule's all over the place this week. Yeah,
I know what day we are. I'll keep you straight.
I
hope you have a good night all. Thank you for tuning in. God bless. Say a prayer for our planet. Good night all.
Thank you so much, Kelly Jo. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.